Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, October the 15th, 320th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Public Information Officer, still, for the California Highway Patrol Arcata Office, Chase Adams.
They're still letting me do the job, believe it or don't.
Well, you know, figure you'll be on probation for the first, what, three to five years?
Yep, and then I'll move on.
Yeah, and then we'll figure things out, yeah. So this afternoon we'll spend a little bit of time talking about who wants to be a cop. Who shouldn't be a cop, and who should be a cop. It's kind of, tis the season of career changes.
Yes.
Career selection, all that kind of stuff. So we'll talk a bit about it when we come back.
I'm Mark Viet with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viet with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viet and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Errol Flynn. Sometime between 1909 and 1959 said, quote, "My problem lies in reconciling my gross habits with my net income." You laughed the first time I read that.
Now I'm pondering.
Oh.
Silently pondering.
Oh, good. Well, silence is always the death knell of radio.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like I've been described of having a face for radio.
Described as if?
As if I did. I do have a face for radio,
there
yes.
There you go. Yeah, well, that's why you were chosen for this duty.
Absolutely.
And why you carry a gun and get away with it, right? Yeah. So who wants to be a cop? I mean, there's got to be a profile of individuals who are suited for career in law enforcement?
Yes and no. I'd say there is a strong typecast of people who think they should probably be a cop or have career aspirations to do so. And to clarify, we're kind of bringing it up because after a three-year hiring freeze, complete hiatus on accepting applications, my department, the California Highway Patrol, has opened up a short window of application. Basically, you have a short window to submit your application, and we are hiring again as of now. But anyway, back to your question. The cookie cutter cop guy or girl, as the case may be, there's the cop that you would find in a cartoon or the typecast, as you said, which would be the macho. I don't know if you want to say former military or formal.
Yeah, the reflective sunglasses.
Yeah, the big old smoky bear hat and the deep voice. There's definitely that. But in a modern world with technology and everything else, that is becoming a stereotype of the past, I think. I think a lot of times law enforcement in general might be a step or two behind the changing technologies and cultural trends, as it were. So as a recruiter, which is a major part of my assigned responsibilities in the public information officer detail or assignment, we're looking for all types, anybody interested.
Do you have to want to slay the bad guy?
You know, yes and no. You have to be able to get yourself in a certain mindset as in any law enforcement career to be willing to protect and defend not only yourself but others. I mean, that's pretty much the number one job description when you put on the badge and strap on the gun and everything else. It's coming from a guy who currently has an office job. So
well, you know, and I would imagine that there are different types of jobs, but I was thinking just as a choice of a career field.
Yeah.
Okay. That there's got to be a certain payback. Otherwise, you don't want to lose folks in 5 and 10 years.
Exactly. You don't want the attrition rate to be exponential.
Yeah. So I know you guys probably do the profiling and the testing and all that kind of stuff as part of going through the processes, or when you pick them off of the academy or
sure,
however
sure.
you go. But I was just thinking for someone who – they're kids in high school or in junior high, and they're starting to kind of sort of figure out whatever this thing is called life,
right,
and what they want to do. Who's best suited for that kind of a job?
The short answer, personally, for me would be somebody who can display commitment, not only to the career, but to personal goals, personal ethics. That's a huge thing we stress. Commitment to start a job and finish it, whether it's on a daily, monthly, or yearly basis. You know, what kind of goals you can put before yourself and then accomplish those. Because a lot of law enforcement departments are kind of a goal-oriented department in that your career is almost segmented. First, you go through the application process, which is obviously the beginning, but it's a process in and of itself. And then the academy is a six-month live-in academy, paramilitary style, just showing up your first day displays that, you know, just, that's a commitment into in itself, and then showing that you can stick with it for the first month, for the first month, second month, all the way through the 6 months in a very, very rigid, very paramilitary setting. You know, once you graduate from that, it's a huge accomplishment, and that's just the very tip of the iceberg on your career.
So what is the washout rate at the academy?
Unfortunately, lately it's been a little bit higher. That's why we're going to kind of, especially locally, change our tactics a little bit in recruitment. We want to see people who are committed to the idea of not only being a law enforcement officer, but more specifically, CHP. There's, obviously kind of being a CHP homer, wearing the uniform and the badge. There's benefits that I can articulate for our department over other departments, and, you know, conversely, there's give and take with anything in life, so I'm sure that the politically correct.
So you're almost admitting that there might be something good out there that somebody else does that you don't.
Begrudgingly, yes.
Yeah, okay. But just in small little steps.
Yes, that being said, we want to see people who are motivated. And the good thing about the recent economic climate, the hiring freeze and everything else, is that there are people who have been, waiting for this opportunity to rise. Hopefully we get some of that, commitment, that drive, those goal-oriented people.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. Chase, the recruitment concept, before the break you had said that there is a difference between a local PD and a CHP officer. What do you see as the difference? What would make one better suited for one department rather than the other?
Well, that's not necessarily what I was getting at. We're all definitely, make this very clear, we're all on the same team. I'm obviously enjoying and buddies with both local PDs, EPD, APD, and Fortuna PD. And then also the sheriff's deputies. And there's a lot of people who have worked both jobs, who've started with one agency and for personal or professional reasons, transferred or lateraled, through sometimes all three of those departments. That being said, CHP is more specialized in one respect, is that we are primarily the traffic cops, state traffic cops, state traffic officers. We enforce the vehicle code as our main focus, so to speak. We're big on speeding, traffic collisions, any kind of distracted driving, texting, cell phone, that thing. Things that basically lead to traffic collisions. We want to reduce that, and then if they do happen, investigate them. And a big focus, obviously, is DUI. So that's kind of where our department is oriented as its mission, to reduce traffic collisions and what's termed as the mileage death rate, the miles, it's a big statistical matrix of the miles driven by Californians per every fatal accident. Our big thing is to get that down. And then we have, in the early 90s, absorbed the California State Police, which is more of the investigative side of things, governor protection, state task forces, things like that. So we're kind of a multifaceted agency in that regard. But we do have jurisdiction throughout the entire state of California for all local, state, municipal codes we are able to enforce, and we do have that jurisdiction.
Now, in a number, because I know it's not just Eureka, number of jurisdictions, there is that relationship between the CHP and cities. Yeah, most of us see it as cops doing cop work.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
And that's actually on the surface fairly accurate to some degree.
So when you're buzzing through Eureka,
sure,
you go through Eureka to get to Cotton rather than, you know, staying only the county.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way 101 situated, you have to.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go up through Neyland and down through 36 or something, which is not going to happen that often.
Yeah. I was wondering how you're going to get out of that one. But looking at the primary function of law or traffic enforcement versus the other,
sure,
can it become predictable, routine? Well, I wouldn't say boring, but
well, it has the just like any other undertaking you take on in life. It can be, once you get good at something, it can become, like you said, routine at times. But the good thing with law enforcement and specifically CHP is, like myself, I worked traffic for about 4.5 years locally as well, and this position came up to do the recruitment/public information thing. So I took it on. I'm like, hey, it'll be a change. I got a long career ahead of me. I can break it up a little bit, go inside, see what that's like, and then get back out on the road. And there's been times since I've only been doing it for not even 6 months yet. And there's been times when I have had the opportunity to cover a shift, grab a beat, and go out there and patrol again. And it makes it fun. It makes it fun that since I've had a reprieve from it or a break, I get it back out there and do what I was born to do.
You didn't put your sunglasses on when you said that.
I know.
It was reflective glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, born, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of brings something up. People have asked about radio.
Sure.
About, you know, a natural born, fill in the blank. Is there such a beast for law enforcement? Is there a born to be a cop?
I think there's a lot of cops that think they were born to be a cops, if that helps.
Well, everybody has a certain skill set coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. There are some that have stronger skill sets in the areas that you're looking for.
Sure.
But if somebody has a passion for it, can they be in law enforcement?
Well, I think what makes some character traits off the bat that makes a good cop, or again, speaking from experience, more specifically a CHP officer, would be the orientation towards, you know, setting goals and accomplishing them to start, because it is a fairly lengthy, fairly arduous process to actually get the badge, you know, to get to be a state trooper, in this case highway patrolman. And aside from that, there are some definite character traits that I think some of our panel questions, as you are a prospective cadet, and some of the psychological tests that they subject you to, they look for if you're a patient person, or if you can put up with some of the stuff that we have to put up, and they'll ask you things that may
designed to bait you.
That's some strong language, but
well, you'd strong
you said language. It, not me.
No, the strong language would have been the rubber hoses.
no idea what we're talking about now.
He glances left and right just to make sure there are none in the booth.
Checking for the sergeant over the shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, geez. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Chase Adams.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The research has tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with California Highway Patrol PR guy, Chase Adams.
Yes,
you like
sir.
Letters, don't you?
Letters?
CHP, PIO.
Yeah, very, SOB. Very, I'll just move right on. Very
yeah, okay, yeah.
Oriented towards acronyms.
Well, son of boss.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Little nepotism acronym.
Goes a long way around here.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the academy, because it's probably, if you say academy in law enforcement, Quantico is probably what's going to pop into most people's head.
There you go.
For whatever reason. What is the CHP Academy like?
You know, the best way I could describe it would be boot camp in a lot of ways. I went with a lot of prior military, kind of like we talked about earlier, Marines, and they said it was equivalent to that type of situation.
So you do the 100-mile runs and all that kind of
stuff.
Oh yeah,
not that aggressive, but we did you got to run several times a week and do some pretty intense workouts and whatnot.
Sit at Berkeley and not make any comments.
There you go.
How do they teach restraint? A little facetiously, obviously, about Berkeley, but
sure.
But with the physical, I mean, yeah, you guys have got a real functional gun
mm-hmm.
with real bullets mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. You got cars that can zip around most any other cars that there are. How do you teach restraint?
Well, that's part of the testing and academy process. Everything they do is built towards, you know, finding qualified people who do show that kind of restraint or that kind of patience or temperance, like we talked about earlier.
So you're saying it's an innate thing; it's not a learned.
Well, it can be learned. I definitely think that there's, speaking about myself personally again, as you mature, just in throughout life, you learn to, you know, pick your battles, live with more restraint. And that's, I think part of the selection process is finding people who are prone to that, and then the testing and interview process as well. They ask you questions. They want to see if you are that type of individual. And then when you do, you know, if you are fortunate enough to get into the academy process, or you know, start your academy, everything is designed to be able to put you under stress and have you react with grace and poise, let's say.
And the academy is 6 months?
6 months, 27 weeks, paramilitary style living academy.
Pure heaven.
Pure heaven. You get paid to get trained. It's a beautiful thing.
What is the graduation rate out of the academy?
The graduation rate varies class to class, I believe. I went through in 07, and I believe our graduation was, they were telling us it was really high. The attrition rate was actually really low, so the graduation rate was really high. And I believe we were somewhere near 75 to 80%. There's been classes that have been closer to 50%. A lot of people get into it, start getting the training, and realize, you know, maybe law enforcement wasn't the career for me, or they don't prepare themselves physically or mentally for the academy. And that can contribute as well to dropouts. But if I like to tell people there are minimum requirements to get in, but if you are that motivated person, you can get through the academy if you work hard at it.
So it's like a lot of other things, you got to prepare a little bit.
You do.
Figure out what's going on.
And the higher level of preparement you have, the better chance it is that you will succeed and graduate.
Is there the equivalent of an officer's academy?
There's minimum requirements as far as
time on task and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Time on task, years on the road. And you promote from within. You have to go all. There's
oh,
no.
You were commenting about my nepotism.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I think we're getting
close
into
society here.
Now
is
we're
that
getting
what you're
into to cronyism. Distinctly different. But that being said, we promote from within. We don't. You know, a lot of agencies will shop around for a chief or, you know, high ranking official and import them. If you're going to be any rank in the in our organization, the CHP, you have to start out as a cadet and work your way up the ladder.
So, like the detectives, as you said, you're starting to branch into other areas. Detectives are.
They're former road dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, former patrol officers.
So you won't grab somebody from an SO?
No. We do train with other agencies and both federal and local to state and all that good stuff. But as far as being a sworn CHP officer, it all starts at the same place, West Sacramento, where our academy is located.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So you already
downtown.
Forgot that part of it. Beautiful West Sacramento.
Nice little riverfront property. West Sacramento, the food alone is worth the trip, I hear.
You didn't get out much to see or experience it, huh?
Well, the academy food is delicious as well. So.
Oh, I was thinking the barbed wire or along the top of the fence kind of kept you.
Yeah, there's always that debate whether that's to keep people out or keep cadets in. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of both.
Oh, just maybe. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Chase Adams.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. Chase, we talked a little bit about the academy, a little bit about the jobs. There's one other component that I see that's there that we've not talked about, and I don't know where it would fit into the entire process, and that's the family.
Yeah.
If the guy's married, it's going to be a little bit different dynamic. If a guy's single or if a gal's married or a gal's single, kids, not kids, that kind of stuff. Where does family enter into this process? Does the family also get interviewed? Because I would think being a cop's wife.
Potential cop's wife, yeah.
Well, yeah. There's a family decision being made here, right. Not just an individual.
Right, and that's all part of the background and hiring process. They interview your parents and your siblings and your spouse, if you have one, or your present partner or somebody
you're
in a relationship
with. So
you're
like a girlfriend? They'll interview your girlfriend?
Yeah, they really try and fill you out pretty well.
Okay.
So all that takes into account. Now, again, we talked about the attrition rate in the academy. That all correlates because if you have a spouse or a girlfriend that isn't so sure about the career move or the actual physical relocation for whatever area you're assigned to or just going down to the academy for 6 months, it can really wear on the prospective officer who's going through it. If you're not getting that support on the home front, you might not excel in the as a cadet.
When you're 6 months at the academy, is that Monday, Sunday?
It's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then you get liberty on the weekends and Wednesday nights. So it's live-in.
And Wednesday night. That's kind of intriguing, huh?
Yeah, a little midweek.
Not Thursday night, like for football or Monday night.
No, it's hump day Wednesday, in the middle of the week.
Go out and see a River Cats game. Huh?
There you go. Kings game. Are they still playing in SAC?
Playing is an interesting term to use for the Kings.
No comment on that.
So they will interview and look at the family.
Yeah, it's a pretty comprehensive background investigation. There are minimum requirements to apply. You have to be a high school graduate or GED. You have to have be between the ages of 20 years old and 35, and you have to have no felony convictions on your record.
So let's say you're 30 something.
Sure, 30. Qualified. Let's go 32.
Okay, and you got like a 10-year-old kid, 12-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Does Chase Jr.? yeah, I know. Talk about a curse. Okay, little Sammy.
Little Sammy.
Yeah.
Little Samuel.
Does he get interviewed also to see what he thinks it would be like to have his dad as a cop?
You know, I can't speak to that because I didn't have...
You little Sammy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, little Sammy wasn't around yet. But I would imagine that could be a part of the process.
So if somebody is intrigued by all this stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least they want to maybe sit down. Can they sit give you a call and show up in the swamp and sit down and say,
absolutely.
Okay, what's it like? Talk to me and then go see some of the elderly senior staff that might be around.
Absolutely.
Looking for something to do.
Get their name in the hat, you know, as soon as they're in backgrounds, go on a ride along, experience all that. We don't have the manpower that we're not, per policy, we don't take just anybody on a ride along. But if you're an applicant and you're in the process, you'll get to go see all what we do. And
Hal's always offered to give me a one-way ride.
Well, that's because I think he wants a he's trying to get you recruited.
Oh, yeah. What? As the target?
There you go. But back to your original point. Let's stay on topic here, Brian.
Okay.
Back to your original point is, please do. Please give me a call. Again, Officer Chase Adams. I'm the recruiter, PIO officer at the Humboldt Area CHP office at Arcata. Our number there is 822-5981. And if I'm not in the office, leave me a voicemail. I'll call you up.
I notice how you're providing a little cover here for
a little shameless plug
for senior sergeants. Hal.
Who?
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe you just forgot he's around.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. I bet not.
Yeah. Acting Commander Hal right now.
Oh, acting. And he still sent you instead of taking this opportunity to come and step into the spotlight again and be part of this team.
I'm PIO, Public Information Officer. He's a PIS, pretty important sergeant. So
I see.
He's got his hands full today.
And he gave you that line before you left.
I made that up just now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you know. In the academy, do they teach kissing up? Yeah, okay. I didn't think so. Missed that day.
I was wondering where the chapstick was here in the office. Yeah. Here in the studio.
There you go. Thanks for coming by, bud.
All right.
Say hi to Hal for us.
I will.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Chase Adams. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.